Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Good value, big upside.
Good morning, buddy. I love your show, man. I'm happy for you. I couldn't be more happy for you, man. Couldn't be more happier. I just like you in general, man. And I follow you on Twitter. I just couldn't be more happier for you, man. There's a lot of people out there that just can't accept facts. People like you that give it to them. That just couldn't be more happier for you.
It's DA on CBS Sports Radio.
Happy Target Demo Friday to you, boys and girls. We got quite a show for you today. Let me know what you're doing as you listen to the show, where you're at, how you're listening, what you're up to, and I'll read through those coming up at the end of the show. Just hit me up on Twitter, DA on CBS, or on Facebook, facebook.com/TheDAShow. It's also Death by Salsa Day coming up in about a half hour from now. Andrew Bogish will eat the hottest salsa on the planet using nothing but peeps dressed in an Easter Bunny outfit, which I'm sure means our next guest is so proud to join us here on the show, knowing there's this much professionalism going on. The Columbus Blue Jackets pulled off one of the greatest upsets in sports history, truly, as the Tampa Bay Lightning were historically great this year in the regular season, and Columbus swept them right out of the postseason. Two-time All-Star. He's been a member of the Blue Jackets since 2013. Cam Atkinson joining us from Columbus. Cam, good morning. Congratulations, man, on the first-round sweep. How you doing?
Morning, guys. Yeah, feeling good. Thanks for having me.
Awesome, man. Thanks so much for joining us. And I want to go back to game number one, because as a team that clinched a playoff spot, one of the final nights of the regular season, going up against the Lightning, at home for the Lightning, Tampa Bay jumps out to a 3-0 lead after one, and everybody says, well, okay, this is how great Tampa Bay can be. And you guys came all the way back to win that game number one and stun them. When you were down 3-0, what was the attitude inside the locker room going into that intermission?
We were actually really positive, picking each other up. I thought we actually did some really good things in the first period. They got a bad bounce on our power play, which led to their first goal. That's kind of how the floodgates open. But we just stuck with it and just, picked each other up, like I said, and went out there the next period. And Foligno scored a huge goal to get us on the scoreboard and kind of gave us momentum, and we just ran with it.
It was from there on that you guys seized the momentum of the entire series. Once you won game number one, having done it in that fashion, coming back from down 3-0 on the road, did that change how you guys viewed the series at all?
I think it did. It just gave us a lot of confidence, especially being down 3-0 to the best team in the league. To come back and to win the way we did, it gave us a lot of confidence throughout the lineup and just proved to us that, we can play with these guys, and as long as we stick to our game plan and have success.
So as great as game number one was for you guys in the comeback, game two was a domination. You guys won that game 5-1 and really controlled the pace and the tempo throughout. When you guys played 60 minutes like that of dominant hockey against the President's Trophy winners, did you guys say we kind of got them right where we want them? Not only can we play with these guys, but we're better than these guys?
Yeah. Like you said, we played our best game, that second game, and just played a full 60 minutes, which, sometimes we showed throughout the season when we played maybe 20 minutes or 30 minutes tops, but we never actually did it for a full game. So, when it mattered the most, the big boys stepped up and everyone played really well. It wasn't just one line. It was all four lines, all D pairs. And obviously Bobrovsky was our best player. And, going up 2-0 on the road, we knew that coming home, our building was going to be absolutely electric, which it obviously was. And, that's a team that you can never say, hey, we got them. We just took each day as it came and treated every day, lived in the moment, didn't look toward the future or the past, and we just played our game, executed it.
Blue Jackets All-Star Cam Atkinson joins us here on the show. Man, for a lot of teams and huge underdogs facing a team like the Lightning that everybody was talking about going to the Stanley Cup, for just to get that game number one, so many teams would have been happy. Say, okay, we got the split. We can relax a little bit. Game two doesn't matter. It's all gravy from here on out. We go back knowing we have the split. Why didn't you guys relax going into game number two? Why did you take it the opposite way and come out with your best effort in game two?
In game two?
Yeah.
I just think, you know, you can never take your foot off the gas pedal against that team. You give them an inch, you give them any space, they're gonna capitalize on their opportunities. They showed it all regular season. They're that highly skilled. They're a fast team, and we just knew. You know, the first game was always the toughest, just kind of getting your legs underneath you, the atmosphere, the pace of the game. Second game, you know. Coming off that big win, we just knew that if we executed our game plan for a full 60, we were going to have success. And sure enough, we did. And every guy's bought into what we're trying to do and their roles throughout the lineup and the game plan that coaches give for us to obviously execute, which we did. And it was good. It was great for our club.
When the front office didn't sell at the trade deadline and instead acquired talent, that shocked a lot of people around the NHL. What did it mean for you guys in the locker room?
I personally couldn't have been more excited. You know, every year, obviously a different year, but, you know, there's still a lot of questions up in the air as far as what's going to happen with, you know, the Russians going free agency and, how is the team going to be if those guys leave, blah, blah, blah. And the fact that Yarmo and management staff got together and pretty much said, hey, you know what, we might as well just go for it. This could be our best, you know, opportunity to do so. I couldn't have been more happy. And, of course, bringing the players that we brought in, Duchesne, Zingle, McQuaid, you know, Kinks as another goalie just for, you know, safety reasons. You never know what could happen in that position, but I think it not only shocked the Columbus fan base, but it just gave the boys in the locker room, you know, just an exciting feeling, knowing that, hey, this is it's not only on us, but it's he's given us all the bright pieces to go on a deep run, and so far, so good.
Blue Jackets All-Star Cam Atkinson joins us after the historic sweep of the Tampa Bay Lightning. We love to have some fun with your head coach, John Tortorella's soundbites around here. In fact, during the playoffs or right before the playoffs, he said it smelled like BO in the media room. We can't stop playing that enough. Are there times where you're like, I can't believe Torts just said that?
He says something like that every day. So, I think I'm just used to it. But sometimes you sit back and you laugh. But like I said, yeah, I'm just used to his comments and that sort of thing.
Was there any element of revenge for Tortorella doing this against the Lightning? Did you sense, since he had won a cup there in Tampa Bay?
I didn't get that sense. I don't know how other guys felt. I think we just approach it as he always does, I think, in just business mentality. Maybe deep down inside, I'm sure it feels good for him knowing that, you know, he won a cup with them and the success of that organization has had in the last, you know, bunch of seasons and their, you know, historic regular season, which is pretty crazy. But, yeah, you know, and that's what we love about Torts. He stays in the moment and he got us all jacked up to play.
You know, there were some people that said the Lightning weren't going to be beat. They couldn't be beat. And certainly would have been crazy to pick you guys to be the ones to beat them. Did you listen to any of that? Did you guys use that as motivation? Did you say to yourself, hey, they're not as good as everybody is saying?
I try to stay off social media at that time because you have, I mean, you hear the buzz. You hear what all the so-called experts thought about you know, that series going in and, you know, every game that we won, it wasn't how well we played. It was how poorly Tampa played. So I just try to zone that stuff out because once playoffs hit, it doesn't matter how good of a regular season you had. If the other team wants it more, they're going to win. And sure enough, we played the right way every single game and we got the result we wanted. So going forward, they might switch their they might switch how they feel about us, but we're not gonna listen to them. We're just gonna stick to our game plan, and we know what we have in this locker room, and we know the product that we put out there every single day, and that's what good teams do.
Well, finally, so many people talking about how historic this upset was, how shocking it was, all about how this is a once-in-a-lifetime type of upset that I'm sure you could get consumed by that accomplishment and say, boy, this is an accomplishment into itself. How do you protect and guard against any type of letdown or just kind of being in the moment of this historic event to make sure you're ready for round two?
Like I said, we have a little bit of time. The experts are gonna, you know, say what they have to say about us. But it was a good series, and we're definitely not viewing it as, oh my God, that was a huge upset. We just think we're a better team, and we're playing the right way at the right time. So we've had a couple days off, and like I said, we're gonna live in the present, and we're gonna have a really good practice today. Sure, Torts is going to bag us pretty good and just get the, get the heart rates up. And I'm excited to get back on the ice. And, you know, whoever we face in the second round is going to be it's a series for a reason. You know, it's you might be able to say, hey, you can win it and how you dictate the play in game one. But we're excited for the second round. We're in new territory here. So, like I said, we just have to live in the present.
Blue Jackets had never won a playoff series before this year. They do it in such impressive fashion, sweeping out the President's Trophy winning Tampa Bay Lightning. They'll get the winner of the Bruins and the Maple Leafs right now. Bees and Leafs are tied at 2 games apiece. Cam, congratulations on such an amazing series and a great season for you as well as an all-star. Thanks so much for the time today, bud, and good luck going forward.
Thanks, buddy. Thanks for having me.
You got it. Cam Atkinson joining us this morning on the show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.